We're going to read excerpts from the source materials on the topic of a vessel that can hold on to a blessing for Israel. We'll start with excerpt number 3. From the introduction to the book Panim Mirot Umasbirot. This is the meaning of the verse, the Lord will give strength unto his people, which means that the internal light of life, attained by the whole chain of creation, is called strength. The text guarantees that the Creator will surely give us this strength. Yet, we should ask, how so? Since every person is not whole in and of himself, as our sages have said, it is better for one not be born than to be born. If so, why then are we so sure of his eternity? And the verse ends, the Lord will bless his people with peace, meaning the blessing of the sons. It is as our sages said in Masechet Shabbat, he who makes peace in the house is idle. It is so because through the sons, this chain is tied and linked through the end of correction. At that time, all the parts will be in eternity. This is why our sages said the Creator did not find a kli that holds a blessing for Israel, but peace. For as his blessing is eternal, the receivers should also be eternal. Thus, you find that through the sons, the fathers hold and create among them the chain of eternity, which is fit to hold the eternal blessing. It follows that it is peace that holds and conducts the wholeness of the blessing. Hence, our sages ended the Mishnah with this verse, since peace is the kli that holds the blessing of the Torah and all the mitzvot for us until the complete and eternal redemption.
The fact that we talk about unity and connection as if it's like this nice thing to tell children, or you have a lot of pretty people who talk about this. We don't understand how fundamental is this law of nature, and one who violates it directly harms creation and invites all sorts of troubles to himself and society, humanity, as well as the whole of nature. Meaning that this blessing talks about the wholeness of the kli that all liveliness comes from. Okay?
Excerpt number 4 from the introduction to the book of Zohar, item 63. Now you can understand that there really is no end to the merit of the first generations over the last, as this is the rule of in all the Pertzufim of the worlds and the souls. The pure one is first and selected in the Pertzuf
after the Shattering.
Therefore, the Kilim Chabad were selected first in the world, in the souls. Thus, the souls in the first two millennia were much higher. Yet, they could not receive the full measure of the light due to the absence of the lower parts in the world and in themselves, namely the Chagat Nehim. Likewise, afterward, in the two middle millennia, when the Kilim Chagat were selected into the world and in the souls were indeed very pure, in and of themselves, since the merit of the Kilim of Chagat is close to that of Chabad. As it is written in the introduction to the Book of Zohar, yet the lights were still concealed in the world due to the absence of the kelim from the chazed down in the world and in the souls. Thus, in our generation, although the essence of the souls is the worst, which is why they could not be selected for Kedusha until today, they are the ones that complete the partsuf of the world and the partsuf of the souls with respect to the kelim. And the work is only completed through them. Now, when the kelim of Nehi are being completed, and all the kelim, Rosh, Toch, Sof, are in the partsuf, full measures of light, meaning complete Naran in Rosh Toch Sof, are being extended to all of those who are worthy. Hence, only after the completion of these lowly souls can the highest lights manifest, and not before.
Questions. This is clear, right? So the lower the vessels are, the worse the vessels are, then the more the vessels need to become clarified, that are flawed, that are by which we can correct the lower vessels. So, being in the last generation, the lowest, worst, coarsest layer of the broken vessels, we are surely the least worthy for the revelation of the Creator on one hand. But on the other hand, the more we try to do that, we awaken the greatest lights in those higher souls of the first ones. And by that, we have the privilege of completing the process of correction. What do you want to ask, Leo? You sure? Okay. That's it?
It's not understood as far as execution, because the parts need to rise and connect to a Chabad, the Achap of Ascent. Doesn't matter what will be between us. We need to grip onto it.
We need to be connected to our upper ones, to our teachers, according to the sources and the activation that they allow us to, they instruct us to do. We, by that, we will sneak into the system, find our way into the system. Everyone in his place. It's not exactly the 10 or there's a lot more to learn here. We don't determine that. We just determine how much we can nullify ourselves in the 10. And that makes us closer to crossing the barrier and being included in bestowal as an embryo. And so we can be then pressed towards connection, annulment and connection. Jerusalem.
What is with lost the faith? When is it considered that a person left faith?
Left faith? Whoever has faith, you can talk about leaving faith.
When is it considered that a person left faith?
When he falls from the degree of faith to the degree of reception. Shimon from the marketplace, let's say. Rabbi Shimon loses the degree of faith and falls to the degree of Shimon from the marketplace, that all he wants is to sell watermelons. But he has some impression left from before, where he realizes that now that he fell, he has an opportunity to rise.
Kiev.
Kiev.
Again, hello, dear Rav. The question is, you said that I'm included in the 10, I received the force of bestowal, and we're going in the direction of Ibur, of gestation. Now, we said that if I don't come to the lesson every day with a 10, then probably this degree won't be successful. I won't be able to attain it.
Well, there's different states. Maybe you are forced. Sometimes a person gets sick, or sometimes something else happens. Who knows? Maybe you're put into prison, so you can't be with the 10. Right? I don't know. But what we're talking about, how much you realize your free choice.
Yes, but there's another factor which is called maser.
Vlad, I am not talking about that because it doesn't belong to me. It belongs to all of you. I don't want to talk about the maser. You need to agree among yourselves. I'm happy anyway to see the Kiev group having 10 people in both tables there, as opposed to the Jerusalem group. The three lonely people at the edge of the table, barely. Now it's two people. You see? So, that's what I'm worried about. That pains me. Maser is your own business. You want to rise to spirituality? Look at what's written about it. That's it. Maybe if I would get something from it, I'd be interested. But it doesn't get to me, so I'm not. Anyway. Okay, we have Santiago. I love them. Andres.
Ken. ¿Puede usted profundizar en el asunto de que una decena es una decena física? Que nosotros trabajamos con ellos, amigos que podemos ver y reunirnos físicamente.
Repeat, please.
¿Puede usted ahondar, profundizar en el asunto de que?
Can you go a little deeper on the matter that if it's not a physical, corporeal 10, it's not considered a 10 in which we're sitting, meeting together?
No. I'm not saying that a virtual 10 is not a virtual 10, it's not a 10. I'm talking about the attendance of people. If you are not, say, not around the table now in Santiago, but like the French, for instance, you see, where are they? I don't know, everyone's in their own place. So, or Australia, then that is a group. That's a group. Or look at Salt Lake City. Right now, 7 people there are, you know, 7 connections virtually there. They're together. They awaken each other. They make sure they're in the lesson. And for them right now, it's a... So, different time. What is it, like maybe 10 p.m. now or so. So I respect that. And also in their center in Salt Lake City, there is also a physical connection there between the people. So to me, that's all correct. The 10 can be both physical and virtual.
Ken.
Yes.
¿Cómo podemos crear un entorno virtual que cuide.
How can we create an environment that's virtual that will also maintain the physical environment?
This is your work. I don't know. You have all the method, the teaching in front of you. Please realize it. Oh, okay. Good. So we have Guadalajara.
Guadalajara.
¿Cuál es la tendencia y cuál es nuestra unidad o nuestro enfoque hacia este 15 de Abraham?
What is our inclination and what is the trend towards the 15th of Av?
We just read that we need to choose the desire of not wanting anything that's here in this world besides existing, but all the rest is that we just receive in this world like a beast receiving the necessities that I need, and all of my desires, my intentions, are aimed at connection with the group and the creator within it. That's it. If I focus myself in that way, within a short time, I come to it. So you've received all of the preparation for it. If you focus on it, then you'll see it happens. And we also have a very special group in front of us, Moldova.
У нас тут происходят чудеса.
Rav, there are like wonders and miracles happening here. This is a question to you. We haven't scrutinized yet whether they're good or bad.
What's going on here?
Is it possible to maintain the state of Ubar and only operate from that point of adhesion with the Creator? Without paying attention to the ego?
We have to pay attention to the ego and see that it enlivens the life of the embryo is the point that's above the ego of each and every one, and then we grow our collective ego, our group ego. But if we influence each other, it's no longer considered ego. It's a desire.
Если я обращаю внимание на эгоизм, это меня затягивает как вихрь.
If I attribute importance to the ego, it draws me somewhere, it makes me deviate the path. I don't feel the group, I don't feel anything. It's like I'm obligated to do something and that's it. How to nullify, or what action will bring me back or raise me back to that point?
You now have a very special opportunity to nullify yourself and to truly become a spiritual embryo. Only think about us. How are you going to welcome us in the best possible way? How will we enjoy each and every moment of being in Kishinev? That's it. Think about that. Nothing but that. How will I make sure they have it the best way, that everyone will talk about it, the world clear, and especially the the Russian-speaking Kli, everyone from Russia, from South Russia, and every direction there, that people will come. Think about that. That's your benefit. All right, guys. What else does Ashkelon want?
You mentioned in the beginning, from the light to the heavy. And let's say in a friend such very big coarseness is revealed. How important is it in the work to not be ashamed of that deficiency as far as the concern in the heart that will be mentioned? Does he turn directly with such a big and hard question, or does he need to build a certain gradual from the light to the heavy and preparing to the group?
I learned from the wisdom of Kabbalah that the will to receive is in the Creator's hands. And only the will to bestow, the intention to bestow more accurately, is also in the hands of the Creator, but the created being can activate it. However, the will to receive directly is operated by the Creator only, and the Creator doesn't ask the created being about that. He doesn't ask the created being. Let's say, today, I, God forbid, want to steal or do some other worse or not as egoistic things. Do I plan this? Do I do it? So, I can relate to the person only if he wants to receive the quality of bestowal, the force of bestowal. Other than that, everything is on the Creator. He created the will to receive. It says, go to the craftsman who made me. He created the will to receive, develops the will to receive, designs it, changes it, and teaches me until I cannot no longer bear it. And then I will cry and ask him to give me a different desire. But what should we be ashamed of? I have nothing to be ashamed of, anything. Anyone can know everything about me. I'm telling you, seriously. You are adults. You already know all the foundations of creation. You know, it's like how doctors are not, or a person is not ashamed in front of his doctor. You know, what do we need to be ashamed of? The shame needs to be only about not asking for correction from the Creator. That's what I need to be ashamed of, only that. All the rest? No. Why? It's him doing it to me. I'm ashamed of being dumb and lowly and yet not asking for correction from the Creator. That's what I'm ashamed about this stupidity that depends on me. Some of it doesn't depend on me, but what does depend on me is only that, the asking for the will to bestow. That's what we're asking for forgiveness for. That's what we're blessing for, of receiving the force of correction. But only that, our nature? It says I created an evil inclination. What do you want? It's all coming from the Creator. It's the created being. What do you need to be sorry for or ashamed about? Or I don't even need to think about this direction. What he awakens each and every moment? It's like when you're looking at a child, how he gets dirty or wets his pants. Has some success or fails in some things. Do you relate it to him personally or to how nature operates him? Same thing with us. It's a will to receive. Be only ashamed about not being corrected in circumstances where you could have asked and received correction. And with that, we will conclude.
Before we finish, we want to let everyone know that today at 1:30 here at the building in Petah Tikva, in the entrance, there'll be a ceremony in reading our road's name after Rabash. So we won't have a lesson in that place. After that, we will have a meal at 1:45 in our afternoon meal on Friday. And thank you to our TV viewers. From Unity to One, the World Kabbalah Convention in Moldova, we're inviting all our students to the Chisinev Moldova Convention that will take place from 6th to 8th of September for registration and additional details. Enter kabbalah.info/convention, and we're going to watch a clip on the topic. The annual greatest convention for the Russian speakers. Take advantage of this one unique time to meet thousands of friends. Put all your business aside and deepen in the spiritual work. You'll feel immense advancement. You'll receive a sharpness of feeling and the force of spiritual freedom. Hurry up and sign up on Svivatova to the page that's the convention in Chisinev, or assist others by helping with Help Chaver. On the 6th to 8th of September 2019, in one of the most beautiful places in Europe, the city of Chisinev, Moldova, in the Moldexpo Exhibition Gardens, get your tickets to the spiritual degree.
Together we can feel alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. Need each other to survive. Together we can be alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives. Voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. We are branches of one tree, of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. Oh yeah, oh yeah, 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 yeah.
How good to be together with you. How good to be together with you. How good to be together with you.
To be forever, yeah, to be forever with you. Need each other to survive. Together we can feel alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. Need each other to survive. Together we can be alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives. Voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. We are branches of one tree,